since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now, with us here at Amy Roos, is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Lawton. Good morning.
Now, good morning. Now, Mark, I know we've had our differences in the past, but I just want to thank you for finally bringing this show to Harlem, USA. I'm in my comfort zone up in here.
Oh, wait, up in here, huh? Well, okay, I'm glad you're happy about it.
This is such a treat for me. You know, folks eat real food uptown, not that New York rabbit food, that macrobiotic stuff. You know, if you see me about to die, I want my last meal to be a big old plate of chicken and waffles from right here at Amy Ruth. Mick Foley, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
He knows what I'm talking about. All right,
the people
straight
here,
to heaven for that stuff.
The people here are the best, man.
Absolutely, not like those creepy hipsters a couple of weeks ago down at CBGB's. They gave me a rash. You know, as I say, I'm in my comfort zone up in here.
Okay. I get you're up in here. I get it. Yeah. Well, that's a little surprising to me. So why don't you tell me how race relations are on Planet Bush there, Lawton?
Why would you ask me that? How would they be? They're terrific, Mark.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just like, you know, you and Riley doing the show every day, working and chatting, peas in the pod, Ebony and Ivory. Couldn't be better, really.
Uh-huh. Ebony and Ivory, huh? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. You know why? President George W. two terms mandate Bush shares a special bond with the black community. He's down, Mark, okay? It's because they've had so many of the same experiences and hardships.
Oh, yeah. You're really selling this one. He's had a lot of hardships, that guy, yeah.
Not like that Bill Clinton,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
You know, black folks just didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for whatever reason, the man just didn't know how to get his message across.
Yeah,
he's not a very good communicator.
Oh, yeah, that Clinton's always had a hard time expressing himself, Juan.
So it's sarcasm.
So just curious, buddy, how many black people live on Planet Bush there, Lawton?
Total?
Uh-huh.
Or you want an exact number? Or?
Yeah, just give me a ballpark figure.
All right, let me see. Three.
Uh-huh. Three. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's Condi. Uh-huh. There, she's got a lovely home there. And Alan Keyes lives just down the street from me. And, of course, you know, Don King.
Uh-huh.
His house has 20 bedrooms, painted red, white, and blue. I go over there for barbecue. It's fantastic.
Right,
Don King's house is the best. You should see that.
Okay. Well, let me just get this straight. You're telling me that there are three black people who live on Planet Bush.
Yeah, isn't that something? Of course, there's tons of black folks who live in East Planet Bush.
Oh, okay.
That's a different story, though.
Let me guess. All the black people with the underpaying service jobs and government jobs who can't afford to live in Planet Bush have to live in East Planet Bush. Is that the deal?
Well, I guess. I mean, I've never actually been there. I hear it's nice. I hear it's very nice.
But race relations are just fine as long as three black people live in your neighborhood, right? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying, Lawton? That's just so typical of you neocons. As long as there are a few black people doing well, then you feel okay ignoring everyone else. Is that the deal, Lawton?
No.
You feel like you have to intimidate black people when they try to vote,
no.
Like in Ohio
no.
or in Florida, because you know they would run the whole bunch of you right out of there, right?
No.
Black people are coming to Planet Bush,
no.
Lawton, whether you like it or not, my friend. You all right there, buddy?
I lied.
Okay.
I have been to East Planet Bush every night. I put on my Sean John tracksuit and I sneak out of the house and I go to hip-hop clubs over there. I try to be down, but I'm not. I like Missy Elliott. I like Tony Yayo. I like Crunk. I love no one will dance with me. I just stand in the corner all by myself.
Oh, man.
Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul. Because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old. But the other half needs affection and joy and the warmth that's created by a girl and a boy.
Oh,
I need love. I need love.
He's rapping.
Oh,
Lawton
no.
Smalls is rapping, Riley.
I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, my God. The people love it. You got to stop. You all right, buddy?
Oh, that's very sad.
Oh, man. You can be all right.
Uh-oh.
Ebony and Ivory, Mark.
Oh,
you
no.
know, Ebony and peas in a pod.
All
things
right.
couldn't be better.
Goodbye.
Couldn't
Bye.
Be better.
Goodbye.
Hey, God loves you. Deal with it.
All right. That, of course, the inimitable
Long
Smalls, played by Ken Jones.